Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's going on? It's actually me at 1 o'clock. I mean, I've been at one every day except for yesterday, so I don't know why I said that. It's great to be here. Great to be back at 1 o'clock here on Thursday. Hope everyone's having a great week. For me, it's like Friday, heading out of here after the show, heading down to Sunset Beach, North Carolina. Don't worry, though. You will you'll get to hear me on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I actually just picked up two more things I needed for broadcasting on the road in our engineer office before the show started. So I'm kind of in vacation mode. So I apologize if I don't think that'll come across the air because I'm still serious professional radio guy. But we've got a lot to get to, and for the first time in a long time, I only have 2 hours to cover it all. So let's get to it. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about the fallout. For me, the response to Saturday's shooting, or shootings, 11 shot in 2 hours in the city of Buffalo, and the reaction. The response is really what I've been focused in on, and some of the language from people who are supposed to be leaders. Well, yesterday, Commissioner Erica Shields spoke to the media for the second time, followed up the initial response. And again, to me, this is, which is it? You're going to hear what I'm talking about. But she had some more comments to add to the whole situation, and I want to start with this and then move to some other things because some of you in Niagara County have radioactive waste in your soil. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. But this was Commissioner Erica Shields. This is from Channel 4.
Gathering with a mission to address the root causes of gun violence in the city of Buffalo. 11 people shot in the overnight hours of July 4th into July 5th, mostly in the Delavan-Grider area in what police say was a chaotic and unsanctioned street takeover event. Now, the area where that happened lands squarely in Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart's district, who called an emergency community meeting tonight in response. Everhart says the violent weekend highlighting the need for more programming and support systems for Buffalo's youth. Now, tonight's event bringing together not only residents, but community and city leaders as well, including Buffalo Police Commissioner Erica Shields. Our Angelica Gallagher spoke to Commissioner Shields today and joins us here live in studio this evening with more. Angelica.
Yeah, Rob, the commissioner says the event was very important, serving as a way for city leadership to work directly with residents to prevent violence like this in the future. And tonight, Shields also took the time to answer questions and concerns that have been circulating within the community and on social media about the department's response.
We are absolutely making headway on the investigations.
Buffalo Police Commissioner Erica Shields addressing the violence over Independence Day weekend Wednesday that led to six different shootings with 11 separate victims, ages 13 to 51.
It was a very difficult weekend, and it's just been kind of heavy. I felt heavy.
Commissioner Shields says the department took steps in preparation, but underestimated the volume of people the illegal event would bring in.
We had 100 officers on overtime alone dedicated to this event. And so we did not anticipate the droves, the thousands of people converging on us as they did. And so clearly, as far as this promoter goes, we were caught somewhat flat-footed. There's lessons to be learned, but I am not doing the department or the officers any favors if I have us go out there and be heavy-handed.
Shields says she's concerned an overwhelming police presence could increase risk.
This is the police commissioner, and she is still going with the talking point that if we send too many police officers out there, things will get out of hand. Ma'am, Miss Commissioner, things got out of hand. Things got out of hand to an extreme on Saturday. I mean, what more do you need to see to realize, maybe it will take a few more police officers? I mean, in the same statement, she says we had 100 officers there, but it got more people showed up than we thought. And then she says, well, I don't want to send too many police officers out there. I mean, the talking in circles that leadership in Western New York does, it's unreal. You are the commissioner of police, and your answer to how do we stop this from getting out of hand isn't have more officers there. And again, you knew this was happening. You knew this event was happening. This is the mayor 2 days ago.
We're reviewing it now to see if there's any criminal charges we can hang on him, because if there are, we are going to. You know, just remember, this individual saw the mayhem that was created last year.
Okay, did you, Mr. Mayor? Did you, Ms. Commissioner? Did you see the mayhem? It never should have gotten to that point. There should have been a plan in place to shut this thing down. And you guys have no problem shutting things down.
No neighbor who lived off of Delavan said, yeah, let's do this party. This was inflicted upon that neighborhood. And we took proactive steps. We closed down McDonald's. We put barricades in that parking lot.
I know the commissioner mentioned all the proactive steps. Yep. The speed humps, asking businesses to close early,
right,
going door to door. I know all that. But they ran license plates and all that since they were busy running license plates that night to find out where people were from?
We have license plate readers in cars. So our license plate readers are constant.
We knew this was happening. How about it got out of hand last year? And then, we didn't realize how out of hand. It should never have gotten to that point. There should have been a plan in place to shut this thing down. And for the commissioner to continue this talking, remember, the first time she said something like this was on Monday when she said this.
We don't want to create a police state. It is a balancing act. And I'm also acutely aware the more police we throw to a problem, the greater likelihood we have an officer-involved shooting, which we want to avoid at all costs.
I mean, I'm sorry. How much do you need to see? I mean, have you not seen enough in your career, ma'am, that sometimes you have to throw more officers at a situation? The officers were unprepared for what happened on Saturday. That lands on you. I don't understand having a police commissioner who the answer is, well, we can't have too many officers there. I mean, what's next? Is this commissioner going to suggest that instead of sending police officers to the party, we should have sent mental health professionals? I mean, seriously. Now, continue on this because there's some more gems out of this interaction. I'll rewind just a little bit.
To be learned, but I am not doing the department or the officers any favors if I have us go out there and be heavy-handed.
Shields says she's concerned an overwhelming police presence could increase risk.
And then the department is on the receiving end of tons of criticism, and we won't have managed an event. We'll have escalated it. Given what was thrust on us, I think they did a commendable job. And there's a much larger issue, and that is the willingness of people to just shoot at each other for nothing.
No one's criticizing the officers, ma'am. No one is criticizing the officers. The officers did the best they could do in the situation. No one is criticizing the men and women who were on the front lines being spit on, being urinated on, having stuff thrown at them. No one's criticizing the officers. This falls on the commissioner for not having enough to putting officers in a situation that they could not control. This falls on the commissioner who thinks the answer isn't we need to have a stronger force. And just remember that. Just remember that. I hate to keep going all the way around, but there's just I've listened to her comments probably 10 times this morning, okay? I saw it for the first time when I watched Channel 4's 7 o'clock news last night. Let me just, when people hear that, all right, let's go back to something that I have harped on, because again, I am a cheerleader for the city of Buffalo. I want Buffalo to be all it can be, okay? I had a great discussion with someone, with a friend last night, and they were telling me their concerns of the city of Buffalo and how it's gone, you know, the trajectory that's gone on just the last 10 years, okay? But when this is a fact that I'm trying to stress, and I wish the mayor would just call into one of these shows like Hardwick does and just hear me out. When people say they feel unsafe, the one thing that will make people feel safer, make people feel better about going into the city, downtown, is seeing the force, is seeing officers on guard, seeing protection there. And when you have a commissioner who says the answer is not more police officers, you have to understand how that comes across after the story's been 11 shot in 2 hours over the weekend. I mean, again, guys, I'm not that smart of a person, okay? I'm not the brightest. I'm clearly the dumbest of the talk show hosts on the station. And I can see that. People want to see the force. Do you know what I hear when I talk to friends who work downtown? They'll say, yeah, you know, I was walking to the parking lot or I was walking to the train and I walked a half a mile and didn't see one police officer. That's a concern. They're not saying it in a good way. They're saying that as a concern. They didn't see one cop car, one cop. Hey, you know, there was an event downtown and I struggled to see a police officer. Now you could say, well, Joe, there's plain clothes officers. Yes, and that's great. But I think with everything going on, what reassures people is seeing the force and seeing that the officers are out there, the brave men and women who defend this city every day. And again, ma'am, no one's criticizing the officers. So stop trying to turn this into no one is criticizing the officers. They are questioning the leadership of the city of Buffalo, and that includes you. I'll continue, and then we'll get to calls.
There's a much larger issue, and that is the willingness of people to just shoot at each other for nothing. Thousands of people to agree to come to an illegal event.
And as for arrests, Shield says the department is moving forward.
Yes, we're focusing on criminal charges on the promoter, but more importantly for me, I want to get civil charges and hold him accountable financially. I believe we're going to be able to get...
Yeah, you know, and again, am I saying this promoter shouldn't be charged with something? Yes, maybe. I don't know. But we're so focused on the promoter. What about the shooters? What about the shooters? What about the people who sent 11 to ECMC? All I hear about from Sean Ryan, from Erica Shields, from anyone else, of this promoter, well, we got to get charged on this promoter. He's not a good guy. He wouldn't work with us. Promoter, promoter. What about the shooters? What about the people who showed up with guns and started firing into crowds? Are any of them going to be arrested? Because again, I'll go back to, this is the message that is sent. 11 people shot and not one shooter has been arrested. That's the message that is sent. And if there's someone out there that wants to create chaos, they're not focused on, oh my gosh, did you see? They fined the promoter. My gosh, they hit him with a $10,000 fine. That's not what they're focusing on. If they want to create chaos, they're seeing that the shooters from Saturday have not been brought to justice. 11 people sent to ECMC and not one person with a gun brought to justice. 803-0930-*930. John in Buffalo. John, thanks for hanging on.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Yeah, what I'd like to chime in is the incompetence of the police commissioner that doesn't support police officers on the ground. What happened also in the same time as that awful incident with 11 people shot is we had in South Buffalo, we had a police officer's residency that was attacked by wild youth, and that's not being addressed either. No arrest made. That's incompetence. Complete incompetence from the top down.
100%. And John, that police officer, I mean, he and his family can clearly not continue living there. I mean, this is someone's life that's been completely upended, and we're focused on the promoter.
Yeah, I mean, we're not focusing on the root problem. Is actually, I mean, the root problem is basically we need officers on the ground that are supported by leadership, by the commissioner. We have a woke commissioner from Atlanta. And basically, I mean, it's we need to keep the commissioners local. And we have, I mean, to cancel fireworks, but we have shots fired. That's insanity. That's complete insanity.
Well, John, it would be nice if the mayor also supported police, and I'm getting the feeling maybe he doesn't support law enforcement.
But the answer is not. I mean, what truly is more the in-depth crux of the issue is not only with you're not going to solve with money. It comes from families at home. It's coming from broken families, and it's coming from lack of parents that control their kids. That's what it really comes down to.
Well, I mean, and you know, they talked about, well, people coming in from all over Erie County. Yeah, I agree. I think one of the answers is hold the parents accountable. Hold the parents accountable. If your kid is out there and starts creating chaos or starts shooting up a crowd, you're going to be held accountable.
Exactly. And there's no lack of it. I mean, if they're talking backwards, saying about even the communities are saying, well, they should have had things planned. They should have had a planned fireworks show, but they didn't. They could have something constructive at the on the waterfront. They've had done that every single year, you know, and it's very unfortunate for the lack of leadership, both by the commissioner and by the mayor.
It's really sad, John. In less than 7 days, Buffalo has now repeatedly been in the national news and just makes us look worse. You have the shootings. You have the whole debacle of not celebrating America 250. In less than 7 days, multiple national news stories. And, I mean, it's brought on by, you said it, incompetent leadership.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. And by the way, it's not me who's saying Sean Ryan doesn't support law enforcement. The president of the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association said that yesterday. Said he hasn't heard any words of, you know, I support police from Mayor Ryan. So that's not Joe Beamer on the radio saying it. And again, the mayor has an open invitation. All right, I've talked to the mayor several times. I've talked to people in his office. He has an open invitation. He has the hotline number. You don't think the mayor of Buffalo has the hotline for the number one talk station in the area? Of course he does. He can call in anytime he wants. He can call in to me. He can call in to David. He can call in to Tom. And I don't want to speak for the other hosts on the station, but I would stop whatever I'm talking about and bring the mayor on to talk about this. Because again, I think number one, he should be talking with us about it. And questions need to be answered. I mean, if you were the mayor of a municipality, and the president of the Police Benevolent Association said they don't think that you support law enforcement, would you not be on the phone to get to follow that interview? Seriously, if you wanted to contest that. 803-0930, *930. We'll continue taking your calls when we come back. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Bonnie Taylor. Tyler, dead at 75. Oh, man. She left us with some great music, though. Got the news this morning. Bonnie Tyler. Yeah. Passed away. Age of 75. She was sick. She was in the hospital. I'll tell you, though, some of those classic 80s songs. That one, obviously, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I think has been covered.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A million times, you know, I mean, throughout the 90s, that song was mixed into 100 different EDM songs. But yes, RIP Bonnie. 803-0930, star 930, talking about, well, what did I call this? This is the response to the response to the response of the shooting. That's where we are now on Thursday. We have the commissioner responding to the people who were responding to what she said on Monday while she was responding to the 11 shot in 2 hours in the city of Buffalo on the 4th of July into the 5th. 803-0930, star 930. We have a full bank of calls. It's funny, Rob is filling in for Tanner today, doing a great job. And Rob goes, oh my gosh, the phones are blowing up. I go, Rob, I've been on the air. I've done 14 hours of talk radio this week. 13 of them have been on this topic. And it's still, it's because people... We talk a lot about, right, the mindset and the mindset of leaders in Buffalo, and but then you see it play out. You see it when you hear a commissioner say, we can't send more, I don't want to send too many officers to the situation. And it really just makes you step back and think and go, oh my gosh, is the stuff we're saying right? Is this really what's going on? Is this really the mindset of the commissioner of police? Dwayne in East Amherst gets us started. Hey, Dwayne.
Oh, Joe, I got a couple things. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but we didn't get here overnight, this situation, okay? I mean, you know, we have kids that are, you know, young people for the most part, and adults, younger adults too. They weren't brought up with the same guidance that you and I were, okay? It's a difficult situation. You know, we are, I don't want to sound like a naive liberal here, but we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, okay? And I think what the councilwoman did, Everhart in Buffalo, was a really smart move. You know, get people to the table, okay? I mean, there's, and again, I don't want to sanction, you know, behavior that's unacceptable, and it needs to be called out. Everyone needs to be accountable. I get it, okay? But you know, you've got people that grow up without the guidance, without the parental guidance, okay? And it's a societal, it's a cultural problem for us as a culture. And you know, the number one thing is these people are here. So what can we do to help our young people? And I don't want to sound like, you know, Mr. Naive Liberal, throw, you know, the Great Society programs or whatever. But there's kids that need guidance. They need help. I mean, we've got kids, our poverty is horrific. I mean, you know, there's kids that don't even sleep on mattresses and eat food, you know, proper nutrition. And again, you know, the Buffalo police, and I called last week. And if you remember, I mentioned that I think the reason they canceled the fireworks was I believe that they knew something big was going on. And they needed the manpower. Yeah, we're grossly understaffed. You know, we probably need 20 to 30% more police officers. Of course, if you can get anybody to take the job, it's a thankless job. You know, I mean, it really is. But it's, you know, we're going to have to really, as Mayor Restaino said in the falls, roll up our sleeves. And we need, we didn't get here overnight. And we're not going to get out of this overnight. No, people shouldn't be shooting each other. And the people of this community, you know, the Delvin greater neighborhood. I know the area real well. I'm a retired child protective worker. I was a supervisor also, and I know that neighborhood real well. And, you know, the poor folks that live in that neighborhood, they couldn't even go out of their houses. People were sitting on their porches, on their cars. I mean, I don't want to sound like the Buffalo News, you know, and saying, hey, we're all to blame. We're not all to blame, but we all need to get together to be part of the solution, I think. I really do.
But Dwayne, and I hear what you're saying, and I completely agree with you, and I agree with Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart. I'm going to try to get her on Hardline this weekend to talk more in depth about this.
She's terrific. She's really
she is, and I agree when you guys say we need to bring everybody in. But Dwayne, like, I feel 20 years ago we were having this conversation when I was a teenager. We were having this conversation, and like many things in Western New York, it's talk that turns into nothing.
Joe, 50, 55 years ago, remember Marvin Gaye, what's going on? You know, brother, there's too many of you dying. And, you know, unfortunately, there's people and removed. You know, I'm out here, and I moved out here because my son's nonverbal autistic. I wanted to get him in the Williamsville schools. That's why I'm out here. But, you know, I have family on the east side of Niagara Falls, and I know the neighborhood real well. And the poor kids and the folks that live in the neighborhoods, they deserve proper police protection. They want it, and the police want to help them. There's such a divide. I mean, but yeah, no, you know, do you come in there? If you bring the National Guard in, the state police with shields, you're going to have fatalities. It's going to get ugly. And I understand what the commissioner is saying. She's a very intelligent lady, okay? And what she's saying is you don't want to come in there and you know, stir the pot too much. I get what she's saying, because if you get in, remember the people were taking over on Transit Road back in the 2020. Remember the BLM? There were riots in front of Premier and all that across from Walmart.
And
people were smashing people's windshields. Now the Amherst police, who are absolutely phenomenal, they had to go in there very carefully. You can't go in there and start arresting everyone. You're gonna have a real, you know, as they say in Yiddish, a real schmazel.
I hear that, but I mean, all I've heard from on Monday and then Tuesday from the mayor was we knew this was going to get out of hand. It got out of hand last year. Why was it ever able to get to the point it was? I mean, as soon as this thing started up, it should have been shut down. They closed McDonald's. Why did they let this continue after what happened last year? That is in the city's control.
Yeah, well, here's part of the problem is here again, as a Democrat, we had our own Democrat mayor who was good. I mean, I like Scanlon. We had a good commissioner under him, and, you know, would have it been different? I don't know, but, you know, it is what it is what we have right now. And I think, you know, the mayor would be, this point, would be better off just to stand the sidelines and let his commissioner handle it. She's a pretty intelligent lady, and she I know the knock on her is the whole Atlanta thing and everything, but she didn't get to where she got to not being intelligent. She's an intelligent lady, and she knows police work. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to give that to her, because she's very professional. She does a good job what she's doing. However, I think the manpower, you know, again, if you come on Tuesday, yeah, you shouldn't allow it to get to this point, but how do we stop it? Once people get on social media and they start, you know, we're going to go here. What do they have? Somebody was on the grain elevators.
Yeah, how is that person not been arrested? Like, how is that person still, and we're talking about the promoter, what about the guy that was firing into crowds from the grain elevator? And Dwayne, can I ask you this question? You said a lot about the commissioner. Do you believe the mayor supports law enforcement?
He says he does. Does he support law enforcement the way, you know, other mayors have in the past? Well, you know, I don't know. Like I said, sometimes you got to shake your head. You need to. Does he support law enforcement? I hope he does. I would think he would. But you know, show me the cards. Show me the money that you really do. I mean, they need more
right.
Because
my point is, Dwayne, if he does, would he not have? You know, John Davidson's been on this station twice. He's been on, I believe, 2, 4, and 7 this week, saying along the lines that, you know, they don't feel the support from the mayor. If you're the mayor and you hear the president of the Benevolent Association saying that, aren't you on the phone with someone as soon as you get that memo to say, "What can I do to show I support our Buffalo police"?
Yeah, they need to. You know, Mayor Evans in Rochester, yeah, right away on Monday, they had an incident on the East Avenue right off the old inner loop. And he got right there with the commissioner and one of the captains. I believe it was Captain Bellow. And, you know, he tackled it head on. I mean, there's a mayor that's, you know, we should borrow him from Rochester.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking to the media Monday morning.
Oh, he went right in front of it, you know, and he's a pretty smart fella. And I'll tell you, like I said, you know, sometimes the police, look what happened in that incident. The fella that put his hands on the two coppers and then he stumbled backwards. And then the district attorney. I know you know Mr. Flynn and everything. But when those two officers were charged, that was ridiculous. And then the grand jury had a no bill. I mean, that was ludicrous. I mean, you put your hand on a cop, you know, it's not going to end well. Okay, I mean, that's, you know, right. Everybody knows that.
I mean, it comes back to Dwayne. There's a big difference over the last 20 years with how, especially the younger generations. Respect officers. You know, I told the story yesterday about a time when police, again, I was in the wrong, but I think the way they handled it, they should have just said, hey, get off the Lowe's parking lot. The way they handled it, but again, I have respect. I did everything they told me to do and, you know, said yes, sir, no, sir. And again, followed direction until they were gone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, and part of it, you know, it's supervision, parental guardianship issue where, you know, we don't have, I mean, remember, I don't know if you're too young to remember Tom Joles, it's 11 o'clock, do you know where your children are?
I'm not that young. I remember Tom Joles.
Yeah, it was Channel Eyewitness News would say, yeah, it's 11 o'clock, do you know where your children are? Was it Irv? I can't remember, or Tom Joles. But the point is that knowing where your kids are, I mean, kids are always going to push the envelope. I get it. You know, you and I did the same thing. However, it's again, you know, if these children and young adults weren't privy to the same, you know, guidance that you and I were, okay? So they do need we do need to work together with our communities. I know, again, I don't want to sound like Mr. Naive Liberal, but you know what? I don't know the community. I mean, I know the community somewhat, but I'm not in the shoes of a person that lives on Delvin and Grider, and I will never fully understand what hell they've gone through in their lives, okay? And they have, and many people have, and people don't want to address that. Most of the people, and most of your youth, are good kids. They're good kids, and like I said, it's a matter of guidance and accountability. We didn't get here overnight. We're not going to solve it overnight, but we certainly doggone have to try. And because, again, coming in with the National Guard and the shields and everything like that and coming in too heavy-handed, that's going to backfire on you too. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, there's definitely a middle ground. Dwayne,
there's a balance.
Dwayne,
thank you,
always
Joe.
Appreciate the call. Dwayne in East Amherst. Yeah, back when Tom Joles was still on 7, that's when Channel 7 was still on in Hornell, New York. They no longer have the Buffalo stations in Hornell, New York. 803-0930, star 930. Steven in South Buffalo. Steven, thank you so much for hanging on.
Hey, I appreciate it. I just wanted to dovetail a little bit off of what Dominic was saying there in terms of supervision and everything else. You know, I want to juxtapose what happens in the schools on a daily event with the occurrences of July 4th, because public perception and some of the recent reports and the Attorney General's report on how schools are doing business and conducting business in keeping students safe and keeping our educational institutions safe is a misnomer. Clearly, we're dealing with a populace of students who are...
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones? Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26. Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ready, willing, and able to take over a situation that could not even be handled by armed police forces. So I just want to tip the cap today to those people who work in public schools and keep our kids safe every day and maintain law and order in the hallways and in the classrooms. And it's not 100%, but I can tell you it is above the average. And the people who that work need our respect as well. When I move over to the idea of leadership, I listened carefully to our new police commissioner's initial response and press conference. And I did so objectively because, in all transparency, I was a strong supporter of Mayor Scanlon. So when everything that Sean Ryan has brought to the table, I tried to approach it with an objective point of view. And quite frankly, I think that the fireworks and the Somali flag were overblown. But there is no discounting the lack of preparation, the lack of response, the lack of leadership that came on the heels of the 4th of July. So as I listened to the commissioner and I listened to her say that we did not want to go over the top with the amount of police on the scene. Yet when asked why there were no arrests, she said they were overwhelmed. And then she went on to say that the more police you bring to a situation like that, the more likely you're going to have an officer involved shooting. And she said that needs to be avoided at all costs. So I guess the cost is 11 others, citizens, being shot. And I don't know how you come back from statements like that and look the community in the eye and say, we're here to keep you safe.
No, Stephen, I go back to, you want people to come downtown for events. I want people to come downtown for events. I want Buffalo to change this trajectory. But people don't want to hear that from the commissioner. They want to hear a commissioner says, hey, we've got to beef up security. We've got to beef up our police presence.
Yeah, there's no, look, and to say that we're going to put your safety at risk because we don't want to have the visual of a police state in that situation, that's exactly what needed to happen. We needed a police state.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you need to be out in front of these things. And yes, one of the main initiatives of our former mayor was to have our police officers back on a beat, walking business districts and making sure that we were visibly protected. And that's how you regain the respect from the community of your police when they interact in a proactive manner, that they're not just always there to clean up the mess. That's leadership.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Stephen, there. I think we're starting to see the reason why the Buffalo Police Union endorsed Chris Scanlon in the primary.
Well, 100%. 100%. And look, Sean Ryan was a lot of tough talk during his campaign and has yet to deliver. And even And again, I think the idea of the cancellation of fireworks and the raising of the Somalia flag are overblown, and he caught too much heat for that. But what he's not, he's walking things back. He's out there. He's ready, impulsive to say he's going to do this. He's going to do that. We're going to do this. And then he has to walk it back. How many times have they ever walked back that press conference already from Monday?
Yeah.
That's not leadership.
Stephen, let me say this. The Somalia flag and the lack of fireworks, it was the optics, right? It wasn't that, I mean, they put that flag up every year. It was the optics of not celebrating America 250. And if I have to listen to the commissioner talk about optics, I would hope at City Hall they understand. They can play dumb, but understand why people were upset about the optics of celebrating the Somalia Independence Day, but no city celebration for America's Independence Day, especially on the 250.
Yeah, and as you said, he should be out there saying, I absolutely support our Buffalo Police.
Yes.
I'm not going to negotiate in the media a contract, but there's no question that I support the men and women in blue. But he's too dumb to even say that, or too weak, or his handlers aren't allowing him. One or the other.
It's one of those three things. Hey, Stephen, appreciate the call. Stephen in South Buffalo. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the program. Just remember,
I'm Sean Ryan, and I'm running for mayor because Buffalo deserves better.
Well, that includes the police department, Mr. Mayor. 803-0930, *930, taking your calls after news. It's Joe Beamer for Culligan Water, the local water experts. Culligan of Akron has been helping families across Buffalo and Western New York solve hard water problems for over 70 years. Their water softening systems reduce hard water minerals, helping protect your plumbing and appliances. You'll notice softer skin, smoother hair, and fewer stains around your home. Culligan also offers advanced drinking filtration for added peace of mind. And now, for a limited time, get $200 off when you purchase a new Culligan system. That's right, $200 off when you purchase a new Culligan system. But you got to call Culligan of Akron today at 716-542-4500 and trust the experts. Yes, hour number two, 803-0930, *930, discussing the continued response, the evolution of response from our elected leaders on the shootings Saturday. Erica Shields, the commissioner, spoke yesterday and continues to say that she doesn't believe we need the show of force. She didn't want to send too many officers to the situation. Very similar to a statement she made on Monday in Monday's press conference. And also saying we didn't know it was going to get out of control, yet we heard on Monday from the commissioner and on Tuesday from the mayor that they knew this was going to get out of control. And I continue to ask why it couldn't be shut down before it got as big as it got. I mean, we heard about basketball tournaments being canceled by removing the basketball hoops. They closed down a McDonald's. They put in other safety measures. You couldn't shut this down. As I continue to say, we should have had a press conference Saturday night at 8 o'clock saying the street party was getting out of control and we shut it down before it got any worse. But we didn't. By the way, there's also, I mentioned this yesterday, there's a rumor that the commissioner was out of town on the 4th. Yet, yesterday, we had multiple times the commissioner said, no, she was in town. This is Channel 2.
Leaders are holding an emergency strategy session tonight. They are looking for solutions after a violent 4th of July weekend in Buffalo. Good evening. I'm Courtney Courtwright. Scott and Mary Alice are off tonight. We're going to give you a live look right now inside Mount Olive Baptist Church, where more than 200 people from the community, including lawmakers, clergy members, and others, are gathering to speak and share ideas about ways to curb what they call a recent spike in violence. Organizers say this is meant to be a community conversation, giving stakeholders a chance to talk about the programs, the services, and the other resources they believe can help young people get engaged and prevent them from turning.
It's $50,000.
That wasn't the right cut, but the commissioner was asked Speculation on social media and other traditional media outlets about whether or not Buffalo Police Commissioner Erica Shields was in Buffalo rose to a level where Two on Your Side asked her Wednesday evening, quote, "That is such a stupid, stupid commentary." Well, Commissioner Shields, I don't appreciate that. I was in town the entire weekend. All of my command staff was in town the entire weekend. We were all out, Commissioner Shields continued. I had one commander who was excused off a chief for a family matter. Commissioner Shields says at least 100 officers came in to work overtime on the weekend. So Commissioner Shields says not only was she working or was she in town, she was working on Saturday night. And she says it's stupid, stupid commentary. I don't think she means when I said it. I just said that I had heard from other sources. But she denies the rumor. There's also a rumor that the mayor was out of town on Saturday as well. Again, I mean, it's their right, but you would think, you know, you would come forward and just say, yeah, by the way, I had a family thing. I was out of town. Bill in Boston. Bill, thank you so much for hanging on.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. It's a beautiful day out.
It sure is.
And you know, Joe, as I told your nice call screener there, this is but a symptom of a deeper underlying problem, not only in Erie County or Buffalo or the outskirts. It's going on everywhere, and everybody knows it. You know, it'll be forgotten about. Who took the Somali flag? Where'd that go? All kinds of cameras everywhere. You can't blow your nose without a camera being on you. But nobody knows who did it. And it's all just utter nonsense. And it goes, you know, I voted for Trump. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me if the commissioner was in town or not. It's superfluous. I butchered that word. Stuff to me. Because underneath, and I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but there's an evil that's in this country. I'm 66. You know, I mean, I've seen that. I remember a book was called Steal This Book. It was about if it's from Abby Hoffman, he was a radical in the 60s. And, you know, we had people that were all different than us. I mean, Liberace, I don't mean to get weird. I never cared that Elton John wore a duck suit. He wrote great music. Who cares? This country has lost its damn sense of humor. We all take ourselves way too damn seriously. The politicians aren't going to solve jack diddly. I don't care. You know, and again, I don't want to divert too much, but it goes to my sense of this is complete and utter chaos. But, you know, Trump with Iran, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to go here. I want leadership, damn it. Imagine if over there at 500 corporate, if it ran like that. One day, your boss, Lisa, there, I guess, oh, you were going to do this. No, we're going to change programming now. And it would be out of control. Nobody would accept it. Everybody would be gone. But that's not the way it works. And it's sad for me to think about it.
Well, I mean, Bill, we've continued to say, I mean, you look at the leadership in Buffalo, and I mean, I'll go Erie County in New York State. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be incompetent leadership, and I appreciate the call. I do agree when it comes to Trump and Iran, which was something I was going to get to today, but this is, again, this topic's taking off. This is what people want to talk about. And I'm happy that people want to talk about this, but, yeah, I said the same thing about Trump with Iran as Bill said. You know, I continue to say, poop or get off the pot, right? And maybe we'll cover that in the final segment of the show. I want to get to John on a cell. John, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah. Is that me?
This is Joe.
Yeah, Joe. It sounds like two of your previous callers Stephen and I don't know if it was Dwayne from East Amherst, sound a little more knowledgeable about it. My questions were, I was kind of curious if there seems to be no history. Nobody has any history past their election when they got elected. But they did know about this promoter. So it sounds like that's the best they're going to be able to do. They're not. And listening to what the commissioner of police said, she's more concerned about police-involved shootings of someone, because that would create, I'm guessing that would create lawsuits against the city. But if you get shot while you're on the streets in Buffalo, maybe a lawyer could call in, but maybe there's no way to sue the city for being not competently protecting you, like it sounds like they didn't do on Saturday. So they're more concerned about legalities or optics of their police.
Yeah, sadly, I think they're more concerned about optics than anything else, John. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but your two previous callers sound very knowledgeable about what's going on previous, if they have too many police officers there. But I kind of get that, too, that if kids are bringing guns and they're spitting on officers if they don't have guns, what happens when they do bring guns? It's a melee. I think this is going all over the country from what little I've heard. I'm not that knowledgeable about it, but kids are doing setting up social media, getting on social media sites and getting I forget the name of it, but flash mobs where they just come and cause chaos. So
unfortunately,
I don't know
it's
a way to do it.
It's happening throughout New York State. I mean, you look at the 4th of July, you had shootings in Buffalo, you had similar shootings in Rochester and Niagara Falls. And yeah, I mean, a lot of it is events that are promoted on social media. Back when I was a kid, John, you wanted to have a big get together, it was word of mouth. Now you post it on social media, everyone sees it.
Yeah. And I don't know how you shut something like that down. At least you know what's coming, but who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best they can do, I'm a little worried about even going to face the Buffalo.
That's the problem. John, they worry so much about the optics of sending too many officers, but the optics of the weekend, we are still talking. It is Thursday. This happened Saturday night. And we're not just talking about this because I wanted to continue talking about it. We have a full bank of calls at 2:20 on a Thursday afternoon in the summer. The optics are a lot worse than having sent more police officers. And I don't think the commissioner or the mayor understand that. And that's the problem. John, appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. That's the problem. You have a top five summer event in Western New York happening this weekend. And the optics are that the commissioner doesn't want to send too many police officers. And the mayor might not be a fan of law enforcement. Those are the optics right now. And it's not just the shooting over the weekend. It is the response to the shooting. And I said this on Tuesday. People are uneasy because 11 were shot in 2 hours. Yes, I think that sense of uneasiness has doubled because of the reaction from our supposed leadership. That's the problem. And again, I am a cheerleader for Buffalo. I want people to go downtown. I want the trajectory to turn around. I want Buffalo to be a booming city. But you have to realize why people feel unsafe going downtown, going into the city. And they would feel a little safer if there was a show of force. And apparently the commissioner doesn't want to show force because of the optics. Joe in East Aurora. Joe, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe. I like the topic. My head was spinning when some of these people call in, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that guy promoting that mayor out of Rochester. Rochester's off the hook. Look at some of the videos. They drive by, shoot up people's houses, and he said, there was just some guys, doing something. Your guy that was on the radio yesterday had a nice topic that he was calling this police commissioner out of Buffalo, Hug a Thug. She let Atlanta burn, Joe. And it comes down to Hochul. It comes down to all of them. And it comes down to a broken family. If you got kids and they're out doing that stuff and they're shooting at police, and they're shooting people. Thank God none of them can shoot straight. Otherwise, you'd have 11 dead people. They don't know how to aim a whatever they were shooting at. The other thing is they should have showed up and taken care of business, but the police are afraid because Sean Ryan had fired them all and they put charges on them. You know that, Joe.
Yeah, you can look at the legislation he supported.
The guy in Rochester, they had some ICE guys that were arresting a guy, and they were fighting back, and the police responded, helped them. He wanted to fire them all. So you can't even go there.
I am not saying that Mayor Malik Evans would get a vote from me. I'm saying I do think the way the weekend was handled. I think Malik Evans doing a press conference, that's at the very least what I would expect from our mayor. That's what I was saying about Malik Evans.
Yeah, the problem is, Joe, the police said that a lot of these guys are known gangbangers. They know they had a rap sheet 10 miles long. They let them out of prison. And the thing is, you know, certain types like that, the only language they know is you put them in a cage or you put them in the ground. That's it, you know. And then the thing is you got generations of families that, you know, they claim, oh, Johnny was doing nothing and whatnot. You know, if he's doing nothing, why is he in trouble all the time? And he's got a rap sheet 10 miles long. And then mommy's crying when he's dead. The thing is in order to take the city back, they got to do like Rudy did in New York. Take care of business and lock up the thugs, but they're not gonna. And the thing is, anybody that goes to Buffalo, you're taking your life in your hands because they can't control it. You already see that. They can't control it. And these families, if that's your kid, anybody responsible knows, hey, where my kid is, what's he up to? Oh, he's gangbanging and he carries guns with him. And the access to guns, Joe, is like you go buy a bottle of pop, you can go get a gun. And the thing is If you think that you're going to carry a gun and point it at a cop, they don't care about anybody. You know, what are you going to do with somebody like that? You can't. I just don't get it. I grew up in South Buffalo years ago. People had 14, 15 kids, Joe. They respected people. They didn't act like that. If they found out something was going on, you know, back in the old days, I knew guys that were their dads were cops. Mayor Griffin used to ride with the police. And he'd say, hey, what's going on over here on the east side? What's going on over here? I want you guys to go in there and take care of business. Get these punks and these thugs off the street. Drive down Bailey. See what goes on down Bailey. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, they burned half of the east side. And, you know, I don't know what the solution is. And the thing is, you know, when you got a parentless home that let these kids run, it's a moral rot. And then when you have police that, hey, if I know I'm going to do something, take care of business, and I'm going to get fired or locked up, what are you going to do? Let them roam. Just like in the prisons. Hey, let the bad guys have the keys because Hochul will fire you if you make a wrong move. Tell them to turn on some of those videos from Florida. Those sheriffs get on YouTube, Joe. I don't know if you've ever seen them. You know, they'll tell them, listen, you come here, you go after a cop, we're going to put you in the ground. You know, imagine I'm saying that in New York.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, that's you've covered a lot of things in one phone call. I will say this: I do feel bad. You know, I don't know if you heard earlier in the week we had Brenda on the East Side called in and Kay called in to David's show. Very powerful calls. Just talking about the fears of living in Buffalo. I mean, Kay said you hear something outside, you don't know what it is, you get away from the window. I mean, these are people that have lived in Buffalo their entire lives. You know, they go to work, they go to church, they live their lives in fear because the commissioner doesn't want to show force.
They're prisoners in their own homes. And I my advice to the poor people that live in Rochester, go over there to Dick's Sporting Goods or Gander Mountain, get yourself a shotgun, get a lot of bird shot. So if they come near your house, but then they'll put charges on you, but you got to protect yourself. You know what I mean? The thing is when you have people that keep having kids and they don't watch them, they don't even know where they are or what they're doing. Joe, I used to work in the prison system. There's generations in there: the father, the son, the uncle, the brother, the sister, and then they say, "Oh, why did we wind up here?" You know what I mean? Because you couldn't follow the laws of society. A lot of them, you know, if they weren't there, they'd be dead. And the thing is, it's you and me getting their way, Joe. They don't care about you. They don't care about the cops. They don't care about anything. The only thing they care about is drugs and money and just acting stupid.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's we live in a state that gives that I would call criminal friendly, you know, pro criminal, not pro law enforcement. And as you said, you've got the prisons where the prison guards don't have control because of policy, and you have, I mean, again, we talked to the president of the Benevolent Association yesterday, and he said, you know, a lot of things you don't even want to do an arrest on because before you're done with the paperwork, they're already out back on the street because of cashless bail.
Well, and then the crazy thing is the poor guy's got to live in Buffalo, so these bad guys know where they live. They can watch him go to work, so then they're going to go after their family or their house. And then I didn't hear any of these police commissioner or the mayor. When you have an officer on your police department and they targeted his house,
yeah.
I mean, are you? This is insane.
Yeah.
This is insane. And you know what I would say? Hey, I'm your neighbor, Mr. Police. You're my neighbor. All my neighbors. We're all going to get guns. These bad guys come around, and then we're going to have to take care of business. Then Hochul would put charges on us.
She'd put charges on you. Yet we still have no charges filed on the person who vandalized the home to where now the police officer and his family have to find somewhere else to live because obviously they don't feel safe in their home. Joe in East Aurora, 803-0930, *930. One segment left. We'll take your calls when we come back on WBEN. Bonnie Tyler, the great voice of Bonnie Tyler, left us earlier today at the age of 75. Rest in peace, Bonnie. 803-0930, *930. 15 more minutes of calls. We're just going to roll right through them. We're talking about the response to the response to the response from the commissioner and from the mayor. And let's start in Tonawanda with Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Joe. I just want to say that I see the mayor. He's always pandering to all different kinds of groups. They are woke, and I do believe 100% that they can make a huge difference. And the biggest thing that they need to do, the politicians, is to rescind bail reform. They need to go back to the old way and hold people accountable. And if you do a crime, you're going to do the time. That's the way it should be. Bill Clinton had it right. The Democrat Party used to have it right years ago. But for some reason, they think this will give more votes and they'll be considered heroes. But they're not. They're hurting the black community more than anybody. I want to say that it's not just hurting Buffalo. I mean, we're a failed state, but we're also failed Buffalo's and Niagara Falls and Rochester, and they're all close to us. It's affecting our whole area. Like, for example, the city of Tonawanda where I live, I can tell you crime is up. They're not reporting a lot of it because they don't want their property values going down because they need that money. It's all about optics. And I'm telling you that Tonawanda has changed. I've been here all my life for over half a century. It's changed dramatically, and I see it continuing to change. A lot of people are moving from elsewhere, but the problem is a lot of times they bring the problems with them. You know, it starts off little things like don't cut your lawn, don't take your garbage back. You know, those sound minute, but they add up. And after a while, you know, people don't want to move next to somebody that's not going to take care of their property. It'll affect everybody. And I would like to know, when they lowered the ratings of Buffalo, did they take in consideration the crime? I hate to say it, Joe, in the next couple of days or weeks, I fear that we're going to be talking about deaths up in Buffalo. I see it coming. We got a hot summer. People are outside. We got a long summer ahead of us yet. I fear it, and I fear that it's coming. And I would ask my grandkids are black, so I would ask every black person that lives in Buffalo, stop voting these people in. They don't care about you. All they care about is your vote. All they care about is power, control, and money. What have they done for you for the last 50 years? Look at the city of Buffalo. They don't have anything. They gave everything to illegals. They bent over backwards to illegals. They gave them everything. Beautiful hotels, cash for everything. They gave them everything. East Side, they haven't done nothing. They could have invested in the train station up there, Central Terminal. They could have invested. They could have put the buses there, and they had one station, one terminal for buses and trains. And instead, they put it in the middle of Buffalo. Nobody even uses it. And the guys that are fixing the Central Terminal, they're doing a heck of a job, but it's in the East Side. If they would bring that back to life, you'd have something to go towards, something to gravitate towards.
I'll tell you, Dan, that was the biggest miss. You had an opportunity to bring trains back to the Central Terminal, which would have gotten people there, and then something could have been started. It could have, I think you get traffic back to the Central Terminal, and then you could start building around it. Of course, they weren't going to use all the train tracks. They weren't going to use half of that space with the current layout of Amtrak, but you would have gotten trains and people back to that area, and you could have built around it. It was a huge miss by the city of Buffalo, by Congressman Higgins at the time.
Yes, but we could still do it. We could take the buses where they are now and put them there to get that started and still do something. They're doing a heck of a job trying to bring that place back to life. And if they brought it to one hub where you can have trains and buses, you could still do it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to change anything completely, but they need to invest in East Side. They need to invest in the black communities. I will say black American citizens. I know everybody says African-American, but I'd really say black American citizens. That's what my grandkids, I consider them black American citizens. And nothing wrong with where they came from. I'm Irish. So people don't say, hey, look, Irish Danny. You know what I mean? They don't say, here's Irish Danny from America. You know, that's not what they say. So I say we invest in the black community. We need to rescind bail reform. That is the biggest mistake that they made. The politicians could absolutely change things, and they could bring back some normalcy. But I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse. We live in a failed state, and things need to change. And these politicians can't even admit to a mistake. That's when you know you have a bad politician. You got a bad apple. They can't even admit to making a mistake. And that bail reform is a huge mistake.
It's a huge mistake. But Dan, Sean Ryan has his name on bail reform. You know, I had hoped that he would see from the executive position how awful that was for cities. And but now, you know, I'm realizing, well, he's got his name on it. So
Scanlon was a good guy. I think he would have made a great mayor. He was doing the right things and saying the right things. This guy is nothing but a clown. He's nothing but a
he's a party puppet. He's a party puppet.
And see, exactly what he is. It's an embarrassment. Our city is an embarrassment, and it shouldn't be. We don't live far from Toronto. You know, we got a beautiful city with the architectural downtown Buffalo is one of the best around. I mean, one of the
Dan,
best in the country.
We've got, I think we have great people. We have great seasons. As you said, it's a great location. It's decades of incompetent leadership. And unfortunately, they continue to run the show at the city, county, and state level.
But we have to understand, Joe, that Niagara Falls has got to be part of the key. I had a house in Niagara Falls years ago. I sold, but I'm going to tell you something. Niagara Falls, Little Italy, used to be beautiful. It's not no longer. It's very dangerous. And I tell you, we have to bring Niagara Falls back and Buffalo together because they're so close. We can bounce off both of them. You got the falls is right there. One of the wonders of the world. We can't capitalize on it. But we have to bring back this state. And one of the things that we got to do is we need to get voter ID and proof of citizenship because they're letting illegals vote and they're going to keep voting these idiots in like Kathy Hochul. I believe Kathy Hochul won in a landslide because they don't have voter ID or proof of citizenship. If they did, I believe that Blakeman would win.
Well, Dan, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you peddle fake news. Kathy Hochul did not win in a landslide. It was closer than anyone imagined. But I don't disagree that we need voter ID. And if Republicans in the Senate can't push it, it'll be one of the biggest failures of Senate Republicans.
Couldn't agree more. But I'll ask Black American, our citizens. Wake up. Don't vote these idiots in office. They have never done nothing for you. My grandkids are African-American. Now, I want them to have a better future. The idiots that are in the sane asylum right now, get them out of there. Stop voting them in. I'm telling you, who cares if they got an RRD? You know, just stop voting these idiots in. Nothing will change until you vote somebody else in office.
Yeah. Dan, appreciate the call. Dan and Tonawanda. By the way, Bruce Blakeman will be on with me Tuesday at 1:45. You heard him on twice this week with David. He'll be on with me 1:45. We're going to be talking about the electrical grid and all the stuff that came up from that decision. So 1:45 on Tuesday. I'll be live from Sunset Beach, North Carolina. But Bruce Blakeman will be calling in then. We'll also have Paul Bologna on Hardline this weekend talking about the grid and everything. He'll join me Sunday, I believe I said 11:06 on Sunday on Hardline. That'll be a live show. I'll be hosting live from vacation. It's funny. Well, I'll say what I was going to say at the end. I want to get Paul and Clarence in before we have to get out of here. Paul, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Paul.
I keep listening to you, and
and you say you love the city of Buffalo, I'm kind of disappointed in you, because the city of Buffalo, it's been in the gutter for the last 40 years.
Well, let me say, Paul, can I say this? I love what the city of Buffalo can be, and I root for Buffalo because I feel, as Buffalo goes, Western New York goes, and I feel like Buffalo is going to eventually drag Western New York down with it.
Joe, I wouldn't disagree with you one bit, but the people of Western New York, they keep voting these idiots in there, and that's the result of what happened this past week. That is exactly what happened. The Sean Ryan is nothing but a buffoon idiot. They're the people of city of Buffalo, they vote him in there, and what he's doing, absolutely nothing. He's not going to do anything. And who do you put in place? He put this other idiot commission over there. That's what's going to be the next 4 years. And I can't believe that the people of Buffalo, they keep doing this. And it's not just in Buffalo. It's the whole damn state. The whole state, they keep voting these Democrats, and they don't care. They just care about their power. It's all what they want, power, power, power. And they don't care about the people. They do not care.
No, I mean, Paul, it's all about power. Let's not forget why Sean Ryan's even the mayor. It's because Jeremy Zellner wanted more power. That's the only reason Sean Ryan had the party's backing, the party's money to be mayor. So yeah, it's I've always said this. It's power and personal gain first, and maybe the people of Western New York somewhere down the list.
You know, until these people, the people of Buffalo, I don't live in Buffalo, I live in Clarence, until they wake up and they start putting the right people in place, the city of Buffalo is going to keep deteriorating worse than it is. Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, Joe, it's going to take a miracle to bring the city of Buffalo back.
Paul, I don't disagree with you. I will always root for Buffalo, and I will pray that I'm wrong, Paul. I will pray that I'm wrong, because Buffalo has great potential. But decades, as you said, decades of incompetent leadership has gotten it to the place where it is today.
What do they keep bringing in Buffalo? No restaurant is going down there. Bars. Okay, nobody.
And they're leaving too
anymore. Okay, nobody wants to go down there anymore because everybody's scared. The news medium, they're not telling the truth about what's really happening in that damn city. Because if they would, I'm telling you, the city of Buffalo would be dead tomorrow morning, because there's so much crime in there. And if I was a policeman, I would quit. I would resign and go get another job because I feel sorry for those guys. That they could put their life on the line, and the mayor, he doesn't care. The commission, she doesn't care. I feel sorry for those poor guys.
Paul, God bless those men and women of the Buffalo Police, but you can understand why so many are retiring early, while so many are walking away, while there's no one, there's very few signing up. And again, if you don't feel like the mayor of Buffalo is in your corner, that's gotta be just an awful feeling. Paul, appreciate the call. Paul and Clarence, we'll get to John in the Falls. He will be the final call today because we have 8 minutes left. John, thank you so much for hanging on.
Great, Joe. First of all, I want to state that I am a gun owner. I'm a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, but I believe we have to make these illegal guns radioactive. If you get caught with an illegal gun, you got to go to jail for 10 years. No early release, nothing. We got to make it so when that 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old puts that illegal gun in his waistband and goes out, he's got to understand that he may not come back for 10 years. We have to make those illegal guns radioactive. There used to be a law, I'm going back 25, 30 years. In fact, they had a big sign by the Whirlpool Bridge that said, if you get caught with an illegal gun, you get 10 years and you get placed in a prison as far away from your family as we can.
And that will address some of the root cause. There's a lot of root causes, but we have to make those guns radioactive. And we got them when Billy goes out and Johnny has a gun in his belt and he sees Johnny get arrested and Johnny goes away for 10 years, Billy ain't going to go put one of those guns in his belt. And if he is, he deserves 10 years. But we have to make illegal guns radioactive.
And any kind of possession of an illegal firearm, I don't care how old you are, that stays on your record. It does not get removed when you turn 18. That's another, I think, stipulation that needs to be put in there. If you have possession of an illegal firearm and you're walking around with it and you're arrested, you can't get that scrubbed off your record when you're 18. I think that's another thing they need to add into that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have to make those things mentally glow in their head. If you get caught with one of those, if you get pulled over for an expired inspection and the cops find an illegal gun in your car, you're gone. That's it. And the DAs and the judges, and they all got to impress this if they want to stop this.
Yeah. No,
you should be walking away.
And by the way, like John, that's not that radical of a policy idea. It's hey, if you have an illegal firearm, you're getting put away. Like that is so simple. And but the sad thing is, John, you will have the left side of the aisle who's anti-legal gun. We know how they feel about legal guns, but they would never put that into law. And that's the sad thing.
Well, that's why we have to change who's in Albany.
Yeah.
It's got to be statewide.
Everyone's got to vote. John, appreciate the call. John in the Falls. Everyone's got to vote. You know, I one of the most disappointing things is when I talk to friends of mine, the ones who think like me, and they say, why would I even bother go vote? Kathy Hochul's going to win. Why would I even go to the ballot box? Like, if that's your line of thinking, you got it all wrong. Because if everyone who thought like that went and voted, there's a chance Bruce Blakeman will be your next governor. But too many people of conservative thinking or independent thinking who would go vote for Blakeman, too many people just say, well, why would I waste my time in New York State? And I just don't think it's a waste of time. You know, Kathy Hochul is not does not have a high approval rating. Her favorability rating's down, but you got to go vote. You got to go vote. And, you know, you got to start somewhere. And I think John's right. We've got to make illegal guns a huge offense. And it doesn't go off your record when you turn 18. And we have to readdress the bail reform. The stuff comes back to that. And you know what? When it comes to the commissioner and the mayor, we'll see what their next statements are. But you want to know how upset people are. And yes, people are upset that 11 were shot in 2 hours in the city of Buffalo. But people are as disappointed with the response and the continued, what seems to be lack of consistent messaging when it comes to some things. I want to thank everyone for a great week of phone calls. Really appreciate talking with you and having these discussions. Not easy discussions, not easy discussions at all, but really appreciate this audience and hope you have an amazing weekend. I will be here Sunday. I'll be remote, but I'll be on the air Sunday. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, Assemblyman Paul Bologna among our guests Sunday starting at 10. And then I'll be on my show Monday and Tuesday live from Sunset Beach, North Carolina. And as I said, Bruce Blakeman will be joining me Tuesday 1:45 here on WBEN. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10. Rob, thank you. Great job. We'll talk to you Sunday on WBEN.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.